News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden has told reporters at Camp David the New Orleans attacker posted video on social media expressing a desire to kill and indicating he was inspired by the Islamic State group. Earlier in the day, Biden said this.
The action was one of anger and frustration.
At least 15 people were killed when the pickup rammed into a Bourbon Street crowd before the driver got out and was killed in an exchange of fire with police. Dozens more were injured. Investigators are looking into whether other people may have been involved. The FBI identified the driver as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Bahar Jabbar, a U.S. citizen and Army veteran from Texas. Meanwhile, Lisa Dwyer on the victims.
An 18-year-old girl dreaming of becoming a nurse, a father of two, and a football star suffered fatal injuries. Officials have not yet released the names of the 15 people killed in the New Orleans New Year's Day truck attack, but their families and friends have started sharing their stories. The coroner says they'll release the names of the dead once autopsies are complete and they've spoken with the next of kin. At least 30 people were also injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sources tell AP terrorism has not been ruled out after a Tesla Cybertruck caught fire and exploded outside President-elect Trump's Las Vegas hotel. One person killed, seven others injured. And at Donahue reports, power's been restored in most of Puerto Rico.
Most of Puerto Rico's 1.4 million utility customers lost power New Year's Eve. There was talk it could take days to get the lights back on. Lights returned to households as well as to Puerto Rico's hospitals, water plants, and sewage facilities. Luma Energy is warning there could be temporary outages over the next few days because of the fragile nature of the grid. The island's power system was ravaged in 2017 by Category 4 Hurricane Maria. At the peak of Hurricane Ernesto back in August, over half of all utility customers lost power. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. The world will have to wait until next year, 2026, for the next total solar eclipse. But Jackie Quinn reports the year ahead should still bring a number of celestial spectacles.
Millions of people traveled to the best viewing spots in the country, like Mesquite, Texas, last spring, to watch the sun totally disappear behind the moon.
It was awe-inspiring.
This year, there will be two lunar eclipses. On March 14th, the moon will vanish for about an hour over North and South America, and then just 2 weeks later, a partial solar eclipse. The cosmos is promising plenty of other wow moments in 2025. A six-planet parade takes shape later this month, lining up in the sky to form a long arc. And there will be three supermoons lighting up the sky in October, November, and December. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.